Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Good afternoon, all callers taken, as Matt Flynn would say. Welcome your calls on our line, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if and until you know history. No, I'm not Matt Flynn Direct. I am Todd Albaugh, but I was trying to be direct. Our friend Matt Flynn is on a little bit of vacation out west. We got Kelvin behind the boards. Thank goodness we have someone in this program who is a regular and knows what's going on. I asked Kelvin because Matt, we won't disclose exactly where Matt's at, but let's just say he's trying to get a little bit of a side gig going on this weekend. And I asked Kelvin if Matt does well out there in Vegas, if maybe Kelvin could get some of the earnings. We don't know yet for sure whether that's true or not. But Matt will be back on Wednesday. I am Todd Albaugh. I am filling in both today and tomorrow on this fine program. And let me just tell you, I've been excited all week since Matt asked me to do this, because I am a regular listener, and I call myself around Civic Media, our parent company. I say I am the president of the Matt Flynn fan club, which I am. I think Matt Flynn's great. And isn't it ironic, Matt, of course, former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, myself, a former 25-year-plus Republican, almost 30 years of the Republican Party before I left it in 2011 over voting rights issues. But Matt and I see eye to eye on a lot of subjects. So as Matt would say, let's get right to the front lines of history this morning. Want to give you breaking news from CNN's Dana Bash, who in an exclusive interview with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, Governor Chris Sununu saying he is not going to seek the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. Chris Sununu not going to seek it, which is unfortunate only in the sense that Chris Sununu is seen as perhaps one of the, if there are any left, more moderate Republicans out there in the field. And so it just makes all the rest of these yahoos that are in there right now trying to be Trump light, right? There's really no new ideas being offered by guys like Ron DeSantis or, Tim Scott or others, who are just simply trying to be Trump light. Chris Sununu, a guy who might have been different, truly different, and saying he's not going to seek the Republican race. Breaking news this afternoon on the Matt Flynn Direct program. I want to get to a couple of issues on military, and it's going to take us back around to what I think is a topic that broke on Friday night and may have happened over the weekend. You may not have seen it or read it, that I think is important. And we welcome your calls on it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Over the weekend, last night, as a matter of fact, there was a Lear jet that was on its way to, I believe it was New Jersey or somewhere close to New York City, that took kind of a weird U-turn and ended up going through Washington, D.C. airspace yesterday afternoon. Now, what it did is it prompted military fighter jets to scramble because they didn't know. You know, who knows whether this is after 9/11, anytime you get something like this that's going to go through airspace in Washington, D.C., you don't know when the next 9/11 is going to happen. You don't. So the military jets were scrambled. I believe it was six of them were scrambled out of, I'm not sure exactly what airbase, but around D.C., and went after this jet. Now, it turns out, very tragic situation. Early reports are that the Cessna Learjet may not have compartmentalized correctly, and the oxygen may have gotten out of the plane, and the poor people basically, I don't want to say suffocated, but they passed out, including the pilot. And the jet ended up crashing of its own accord in Virginia, in the woods. It was not, I repeat, not according to military shut down. No survivors on board, of course. A very tragic situation. But the point I want to make is that these military fighter jets, I believe they were F-16s, were ready and on guard and scrambled and went into supersonic speed, causing these sonic booms, right? Because they're going faster than the speed of sound. And it really shook up people in Washington, D.C. But the point was the United States military was ready. Now, this weekend, halfway around the world, a Chinese Navy ship maneuvered what's being called an unsafe manner near an American destroyer in the Taiwan Strait on Saturday. And you say, well, what does that have anything to do with the price of beans? Well, I'll tell you. There was video taken by the Canadian news outlet Global News that's going around the TV stations right now and online, showing that this Chinese ship was speeding towards the U.S. destroyer, and it came within 150 yards of our U.S. Navy ship. A football field, high school, college, NFL, a football field is 100 yards. So think about that for a second. We came within a football field and a half of a Chinese ship ramming one of our U.S. naval destroyers. In fact, the U.S. Navy ship had to slow down, make a maneuver to avoid the Chinese ship. And of course, this comes, a week or two after a Chinese plane flew by one of our reconnaissance planes in near the same area. Once again, our United States military is being challenged. So again, what does this all have to... Just got to be patient here. Because also Sunday... This coming Sunday, it's going to mark the 34th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Many of you, like me, who are alive then will remember it. 34 years ago, Tiananmen Square, when Chinese soldiers killed hundreds of protesters there in Tiananmen Square. Remember that photo of the journalist took of the sole protester standing in front of a Chinese tank? Barrel of the tank being pointed right at this young, brave protester. The point of all this is that Joe Biden, as Matt Flynn has said numerous times in this program, is doing a remarkable job. Because what we all think about is, of course, we're all human, right? We think, how does this affect me? When Joe McCarthy took Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, to the bargaining table, negotiated with him, got the deal, got it through the House of Representatives, got it through the United States Senate. A lot of people didn't think they could do it. They did. And over the weekend, Biden signed it into law to raise the debt ceiling. But as Matt Flynn has pointed out on this program, raising the debt ceiling, of course, is good for America, but it was good for the world. The consequences of not raising the debt ceiling would have been astronomical, not just to America, but to the world. Why do you say that? Because the way that the world currency trades, it's based on the U.S. dollar. Saudi Arabia, much of their trading, U.S. dollar. South Africa, U.S. dollar. Europe, U.S. dollar. And what we were risking here, and this is something that both Republicans and Democrats don't want to admit, is that had President Joe Biden not done the masterful job he did in negotiating this settlement, this deal with the Republicans, and had gone off the cliff, so to speak, what would have happened very likely is the world dollar, the world currency, would have been destabilized. And guess who the next in line was to fill the void? The Chinese yen, which would have done long-term damage to the world economy, but also to the U.S. economy. And this is something that it's so ironic to me that Republicans, like to think of themselves as a pro-business, pro-capitalist party. Believe me, as someone who is in that party for 25, 30 years, I can tell you that was the case. pro-capitalist, pro-business. Well, if Kevin McCarthy, the Republican House Speaker, had not come to his senses and negotiated Biden, if the right wing of the Republicans, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetzes, all that, if the Freedom Caucus had had their way, they were ready to go off the cliff. They were. And again, I'm not saying that the entire Republican Party was. Obviously, they weren't because they pulled back. But these people who are sniping at Kevin McCarthy, saying that he should be displaced as Speaker, they were ready to take the country off the cliff. And what that would have done in this country, of course, could have sent us into a recession. Also, was probably the Achilles heel that could have really given Joe Biden fits in his reelection. Think about it for a second. U.S. economy goes into a recession. Markets, world markets crash. People out of jobs. Republicans are going to put the narrative out there this was going to be all Joe Biden's fault. But Biden was able, and Matt's talked about this. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, he's getting kind of long in the tooth. He wants somebody younger. Sure, I'm all for younger leadership taking over both Republican and Democratic Party. But age and experience do something. It makes you wiser. And it gives you the ability to navigate the waters. And no one navigated them better than Joseph R. Biden. Because letting the Republicans go first and putting their plan out there and then giving something to Biden to negotiate with gave Biden the upper hand. And they formed together this coalition of Republicans. Remember, more Democrats voted for this in the House of Representatives than Republicans. And it stabilized the U.S. dollar. And it kept our country from going into a recession and then also helped the world economy and made the world a safer place. Back with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Todd Allball filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side of the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome you back. Welcome your calls as well. Todd Allball filling in for Matt Flynn, who is on vacation for a couple of days. Don't worry, lots of lineup changes today on Civic Media. But don't worry, Matt Flynn is not changing. He's not going anywhere. He'll be with you on Wednesday from 3 until 4 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in for Matt today and tomorrow. We appreciate you listening, especially on our brand new station, WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. And let me tell you, this might be my favorite caller on the Matt Flynn Direct program. It is an honor. It's a joy. It's a pleasure to say Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. You know this show better than I do.
Well, I was just going to tell you, you have Matt Flynn down to a T, his lingo and everything. Great job.
Oh, well, thank you, Gene. I'm a fan. I tell people here's the reason I love Matt Flynn, because he's direct and right. And he tells it the way it is. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He gives us the facts. I'm not an attorney. He is. But I love the program. And it's callers like you, Gene, who make it so special.
Well, sometimes I kind of say what I think and maybe people might not like it. But I have to tell you, I remember you when you were working in the senator's office, and I'm pretty sure I talked to you at the time, you know, when they were messing around, you know, with voting and that type of thing and all the ridiculous stuff Walker was doing. Mm-hmm. And it was so wonderful, you know, that you guys in the office there with the senator really cared about the people in Wisconsin. I'll never forget it because you guys gave me hope with the Republican Party because the beginning of the end of the Republican Party happened in the state of Wisconsin, and I watched it live, and it was like, I cannot believe this is happening in my state, because I was independent, and I have Republican and Democrat and independent signs and libertarian signs in my yard. But boy, I'll tell you something. These guys are not the same. And the Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, they're really, I hate to call them this, but they're lunatics. They do not really care what the people think or want. And I have to say, what happened in our state, you know, with that judge that was running around doing this investigation, I watched him, you know, in the courtroom answering the questions of the judge. He didn't know what the heck he was doing. And I thought to myself, millions of dollars, boys. Yeah, you're really great, you know, watchers of our tax dollars, you know. So I was really disappointed, like you, with the internet, the not wanting to give money for high-speed internet, because I'm in a rural area now. And it's like, this is really bad news. So I'll be on the phone, but I don't think it's going to do any good. But if anybody that's concerned, they should be calling up our representatives and say, get that money out.
Let me ask you while I get the phone, because I don't know if I've ever heard you address this on Matt's show or other places. You brought up this important point that you were open to voting for Republicans in the past. What was it? What issue? What politician? What was it for you that just said, that's it, I'm done?
When they didn't listen. They don't care. And also the ALEC, the association with ALEC, the laws that were written that nobody signed. And then I started to read about ALEC, and I saw what they did with ALEC. And also with Coke and the big money donors, and then the right to work for less. And it was just, you know, and I had right-wing radio in my area. I had lived in the city, and I moved out in the rural area, and that's all from nonstop. I was taking notes and following the messaging that started early in the morning till late at night, and it was like they had an agenda, and they all said the same thing, and they were hitting it from different ways, and it was just, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, we got to fight this propaganda. It was unbelievable. And then with the gerrymandering, I called out my representative on the radio on it. He said, oh, I'll never do that again. When they signed the secrecy agreement, I was just, you know, I wasn't mean to him, but I was upset about it. But, yeah, there was a lot of things there. They really went downhill quick. But anyway, that's all the things that I've changed my mind there, sir.
Well, Gene, we appreciate you listening. Matt will be back, as we said, on Wednesday, but I really do appreciate you listening. I feel a little bit like Joan Rivers when Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show on Joan Rivers. But Joan, I look better in a dress than I do. But we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in, Gene. Thank you so much. And how about that new signal up there? We're in Eau Claire now on WCFW 93.5. Are you listening to us over the air?
Yes, and I was so excited. I was dancing around. I had to call some people up. And then we got to get a hold of the TV station so they can advertise it. I didn't know what the guys were doing, so I didn't want to stick my nose in. But, yeah, we got to get it out there because this is a gift to our area. So thanks a lot for all the work you're doing. We really appreciate it over on this side of the and keep up with the news because our side doesn't get any Madison news at all. So we're kind of, you know, illiterate on what's going on in Madison. So thank you very much, and you have a great day and keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Gene. We appreciate you. Gene in Eau Claire, one of Matt's regular callers. We appreciate her so much listening to us, as we said, on our new station there, WCFW 93.5 FM Eau Claire, and that is called The Tap. The Tap, a great show. Stay tuned. Richard, don't go anywhere. As Matt would say, don't go anywhere. We're going to take you after the break. Gene brought up a great point, though, on this Republicans denying $750 million in state funds to go into rural broadband. We're going to talk about that. Also, go to the lines. I love to hear him say it, so I'm going to say it. Don't go anywhere. I see you on the lines. This is Matt Flynn Direct. This is Town Hall Ball. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. She's got a ticket to ride.
stone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday here. And as we said, Matt is on a little vacation out west. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. And as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club, I've been asked to give it the distinct honor to fill in for him. You never actually, you know, adequately fill in for Matt. You just have to fill the chair and rely on our great callers like Gene there. We'd love to hear from you. Now, see, I clearly don't have the power of Matt Flynn. Matt will tell people, I see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere. And they don't. Now, we had somebody on the line. Kelvin did his part, answered it, but they dropped off. So if you were on the line, call back. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Lines are open. All callers taken, as Matt likes to say. It's one of the great things about this program. One of the great things about Matt Flynn is that he has the experience, the intellect to take on all callers. Doesn't matter whether you agree with him or not. Of course, being a former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party and an attorney, he has the gravitas, as they say, to take on those issues. We'll do the best we possibly can in his absence. Again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Todd Albaugh, I am coming at you, generally speaking, now in the afternoons from 1 until 3 on the Todd Albaugh Show, and happy to fill in for Matt for a couple of days here on Matt Flynn Direct. Go to the phones now. We have Mark in the sack. Mark, how are you doing, sir? Welcome to the Matt Flynn Direct program.
Doing great. And thanks for sitting in so we don't have to listen to a rebroadcast, even though the rebroadcasts are pretty enlightening.
They are.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when Scott Walker, the Jim Doyle upon leaving office, when he left office back there in 2011, that he could have actually taken the rail money and the broadband money before Scott Walker took office. And I think he said something about, well, I'll leave that to the incoming governor so he can make some decisions about taking that money. And maybe I have that wrong. But I think that
it was,
he actually could have taken that money.
It was essentially something like that. It's been a while, Mark, but I was not working. I've worked there for 25 years plus. It was one of those times I wasn't working directly in the building, but I remember it well. And I do believe, I think what Jim Doyle was trying to do is do the right thing. I never thought that, you know, you'd have somebody like Walker who would not take that money because it's free money, right? Yeah, why wouldn't you take that?
And the other thing is the contempt that Scott Walker and his fellow Republicans showed when they passed the lame duck legislation to disempower the newly elected officers coming into democratically elected officers coming into the state of Wisconsin back there in 2018, that just the contempt that they have for democracy. I mean, absolute contempt for democracy when you do something like that to disempower, you know, with the people's choice. I mean, that Walker's lucky that I wasn't advising the incoming governor Evers, I said, you know, take an inventory of everything that's in the governor's mansion. If there's anything missing, make sure that Scott Walker didn't abscond with it, like, you know, Donald Trump did with some valuables when he left the White House, that and hold him accountable for it. I mean, that it's just the absolute contempt for democracy that I think that these guys now show.
It's so much truth there, Mark. I think you're absolutely right. And again, people, I want to go back for a second. Because, and we appreciate Mark, appreciate you calling in, Mark from the SAC. I want to go back to for a second. You know, they say confession is good for the soul. I'm not Catholic, but I was Methodist. I voted for Walker his first time around. I know that's sad to admit. But remember when Scott Walker first was running for governor, he kind of came on with that brown lunch sack, you know, and said, hey, you know, I'm just a working Wisconsinite guy and I want to just, you know, take my brown paper bag lunch and work for Wisconsin. I thought he was kind of goofy, but I didn't think he was dangerous. And so I voted for him. one of the worst votes of my entire life. Now, I didn't make the same mistake twice. I did not vote for him in the recall. I did not vote for him in his reelection bid. But we have to remember, Walker came across as kind of this, you know, general neighborhood. Remember, he never talked about Act 10 when he ran for governor. Never talked about it. Never campaigned on it. And Mark from the SAC is absolutely correct that the 8 years of Scott Walker did more damage to this state than anything, I'm 53, anything in my lifetime that I can remember. When I traveled around the state with my former boss, Republican Dale Schultz, and his colleague, Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen, both, by the way, former majority leaders for their respective parties, found bipartisanship. They co-authored the bill, bipartisan bill, that would have moved us out of gerrymandering and required that the lines be redrawn every 10 years, much the way that Iowa does. A nonpartisan commission. Much the way that Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to get through with Proposition out in California. A nonpartisan commission to draw the lines. And it was so hated by, at the time, Scott Fitzgerald, who's now in Congress, but he was the Senate Majority Leader. Fitzgerald and the lobbyists hated this bill so much because Schultz and Cullen had come together, one Republican and one Democrat, that Fitzgerald wouldn't even allow it to have a public hearing. Wouldn't allow it to have a public hearing. So, you know, my former boss and Tim Cullen, at their own dime, they went around the state and had hearings on their own, all over the state of Wisconsin. And to Mark's point, you know what the biggest reaction got from the audience? I would stand in the back. And people would, when Dale or Tim, they'd say, you know, we know people that don't have golf, don't golf together, golf foursomes because of Act 10. We know people that don't go to Thanksgiving dinner anymore because of Act 10. And people in the room, 150, 200 people, would nod their heads and whisper to the person next to them and say, yep, that's the way it is. Scott Walker did grave damage to this state. It's going to take a generation, I believe, to get it back. Let's go to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on a Monday. What say you, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of echo what you've been kind of talking about here for the past 5 minutes. And say that Scott Walker probably was one of the worst things for Wisconsin, but you didn't know that at first. And I also feel like he signaled the slow shift in the Republican Party to a more extreme party that we know today. So I think Scott Walker was a very history. He's going to be a turn of a page of the Republican Party, but not in a good direction.
You know, my friend Trigby Olson, former Republican himself here in Wisconsin, now with the Lincoln Project, who went to Badger Boy State, incidentally, with Scott Walker. And he likes to call Scott Walker a lounge act, like a lounge act out in Vegas. Not a headliner anymore, just a political lounge act. And that's exactly what he is. Stephen, we appreciate you very much. Have a great day up there in Green Bay, my friend. Let's go also. Yep. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. The number to call, be a part of the show. We welcome your calls. 844-967-2789 here on the Matt Flynn Direct program. We go to McFarland now here in Dane County. Tom in McFarland, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. And this is a bit of a twofer. And go back to Newt Gingrich and how
sure.
He was probably the first that actually politicized misinformation. And from him, we have Sarah Palin. I remember a time when the Republicans, Dan Quayle, his career ended because he misspelled potato. And that was just a bridge too far for the Republicans. Look at where they're at today, where they take pride on misinformation and weaponization of that misinformation. So I'm going to go back to, you know, Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin as far as the catalyst for the greatest damage for Wisconsin.
Well, I think that's a great – I think that's a great point, Tom. You know, I'm old enough. I was around during the 94 campaigns when, remember, Newt Gingrich had the contract with America. Some people referred to it as the contract on America, but he came out with the contract with America. And here's the thing that I agree with you. I'm not saying I disagree, Tom, but here's the thing. Just like Scott Walker, the way I was duped into voting for him the first time a little bit, maybe that's on me. But Newt Gingrich came across with the contract with America, if you remember, very reasonable, right? Term limits for elected officials, giving the government back to the people, seemed like, in many respects, a reasonable guy. Agree or disagree?
I would agree. And I think that was that folksy aspect, which is where I can guarantee you that's where Sarah Palin got it. That, you know, we're just going to be all folksy and you can trust us because we're just like you. And they count on people not reading the fine print. And again, that's where the Republicans learn that, you know, we don't actually have to deliver on any of these promises that make it look pretty cool because people are still going to vote for us and believe us. So why don't we just promise the sun, the moon, and the stars, and we will just take them for everything they got and then blame the Democrats for doing it. I would very much agree. I think that folksy aspect is entirely part of how they message.
You're in McFarland. For those that don't know, across the state of Wisconsin, McFarland is a suburb just south of Madison. What are you? Maybe 6-7 miles, something like that, if that, south of Madison. What have you seen in your time in McFarland, that part of the state, Tom? Just friends, neighbors. What do you think it is that divides people?
Well, to be honest, I would say that it is the media, especially the right-wing media, that is dividing. If you take a look, facts don't matter as far as the right wing is concerned. They can say whatever it is that they want because they know that the people who are listening, they're going to buy into it. They don't count on people to actually, you know, do some in-depth critical thinking. They're just going to go for the easy bumper sticker meme, something that they can repeat around that dining room table with their friends and the family. And unfortunately here in Wisconsin, well, fortunately here in Wisconsin, especially down in my area, there's a high level of education, and people are able to discern right through those smoke and mirrors, which is probably why you see the fact that the higher your level of education, the greater the likelihood that you're not going to vote for Republicans and rather be independent or Democrat. And I think that it's the right-wing spin machine that play right to that. They don't want their voters to be educated. They don't want their voters to understand the issues. They want their voters to listen to what they tell them to and act accordingly. And if that means splitting families, so be it, because at least it keeps us in power.
Tom, I really appreciate the call. You bring up a great point, and it's this attack on higher education. And we've seen this now just last week, the Joint Finance Committee controlled by Republicans. Heck, Republicans control that 12 to 4, and they cut out of the governor's budget request, out of the UW system request, a brand new facility for the engineering school, which would have meant a higher enrollment. They have a waiting list to get into the engineering school at Madison of 8,000 students. Engineering companies are trying to find new engineers. Republicans say it's all about job creation. Here is a chance to work on that, make more job creation jobs by putting in a new engineering school at building at the Engineering College of Madison. Republicans cut it out. I was in some of those rooms. I will tell you, Tom, the Republicans do want less education in Wisconsin. That's a fact.
I would agree. And I think you can even take a step further and note, we used to teach civics within school and just how the country works. We no longer teach that, and it was pulled out by the Republicans. They don't want the American people to know how their country works. They want the American people to listen to how the Republicans tell them how the country
works. Tom, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Gotta go. 844-967-2789. Back with more calls. Don't go anywhere on Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in for our captain of truth and justice across the state of Wisconsin, Matt Flynn Direct. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Direct fan club. Normally on with you on the afternoons now from 1 until 3. We're going to be preceding Matt every afternoon, and so honored and happy to be with him. Matt on vacation for a couple of days. He'll be back on Wednesday. So taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Kelvin doing a great job on the board, as always, keeping it all together. Let's go to the phone now and go to Northwoods Terry. Northwoods Terry, we appreciate you being with us. Can you disclose exactly where the Northwoods, or is it a secure, undisclosed location?
No, Barron County.
Beautiful Barron County. I love it. What's on your mind this morning, Terry, or afternoon?
Just to preface, it's 60-40 Trump country, so it's tough to walk around in this county. I got to be careful.
We get you.
But anyway, here's what I learned in 2010. There's a radio station I used to listen to up in Hayward, WOJB, Native American station. They used to have Ed Garvey on Wednesday. He'd call in from Madison, call into the guy up there, the host. And he explained after the 2010 election what Walker was going to do. Okay. Point by point by point by point by point by point by point. And I'm 67, Todd. Mm-hmm. I never was so depressed after an election result ever when I heard what he was going to do, what Ed Garvey said. And I never was so bummed out. Use whatever word you want to use, blues, whatever. But I was totally blown away in a negative way what Ed said that rascal was going to do. And I think it all come true. I'm still searching for that transcript. I called the radio station looking for that, and they've got so many recordings. It's just a small station, you know, and they weren't able to locate it. But, and then of course Ed passed away, whatever it was, 5-6 years ago, whatever it is. But anyway, the whole point is I never was so bummed out. Never used to get bummed out. We said, we'll get them next time, you know, pump my fist. We'll get them next time.
Ed Garvey, a historic, iconic politician, a great guy, Ed Garvey. We miss him. But thanks for the call, Terry, the Northwoods. You're absolutely right. A guy like Ed Garvey knew what was going on. If the rest of us had only listened to what Scott Walker was really going to do, we would have been better off. Terry, thanks for listening to us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. Let's go to Joe now in Madison. Joe, welcome to the Matt Flynn Direct Program. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks very much. And thanks for you sitting in, captaining the ship here, if you will.
It's my honor.
I wanted to make one point. First off, is you had said on another program, you were speaking about the opportunity to be with civic media. And one of the words you used to describe it, which I thought was incredibly succinct and to the point, you said it's truthful radio, truthful. And I thought, wow. Isn't that amazing that that becomes a lodestar? But that's absolutely right. It is truthful radio. If things are wrong, people correct it. People are going after what's the truth in the situation. And I find it so helpful. In your previous hour, you were doing some wonderful interviewing with people who were talking about an expose that they had done on charter schools, voucher schools, excuse me. Just incredibly good work. And I would say what you were just saying in this last half hour, when you were giving us the information about the fact that the Republican majority in our legislature had cut from the budget money for a new engineering school, my jaw just dropped. There is nothing that is more attractive in a top-tier school like the university system here, which is a jewel. We are so lucky to have this. What it brings in terms of resources and in terms of money, just straight out and out money. I think they had said something like that UW-Madison is something like, it was incredible, billions of dollars it's brought in by that school. And obviously, if you bring in something, engineering is not going to go away, people. This is something that's only going to continue as we go forward in life. It's not like a printing press. It's engineering. To say no to it, to say no to a new facility when we're sitting on $7 billion in our budget. It's amazing to me. So I'd be interested in you talking a bit more about that, like how you understand that, and because I think you are probably just as shocked as I was. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Look forward to your work.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you so very much. I want to get to the callers, as many as we can. We'll get to that in tomorrow's show. We'll go through more of this, what's happening at UW-Madison and the cuts by the Joint Finance Committee, the Republicans, the Joint Finance Committee. Want to go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, you were cut off there, and we always appreciate you calling in on Matt Flynn Direct. What say you, sir?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Nice call, as always, Joe. For whatever reason, I have a brother who lives in central Wisconsin, and the Republicans have taught them up there to hate Madison, which is a great engine driver of the state here. And you need engineers. Almost every industry needs engineers, so it's just totally stupid. And that's, but there's help on the way. We have the Supreme Court back. So thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling, Paul. We really appreciate you, Wisco Paul. Let's go quickly now to Fred in the 608. Fred, the 608, welcome to the Matt Flynn Direct Program. What say you, sir?
Todd Albaugh, how are you?
I'm well. Who is this, Fred? Fred from Richland Center? Oh, my Fred gosh, Dillon. That's fantastic. Fred Dillon from Richland Center. We got about a minute and a half, Fred. What say you?
Okay, I would like your opinion on the fact of when the Republicans went just for the super rich. You know, it didn't used to be that way. They were always pro-business, but they weren't always pro-billionaire.
It changed a lot with Citizens United when the laws changed. You had McCain-Feingold, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Citizens United that money was free speech. And once the genie was out of the bottle, that really changed it. Thanks for the call, Fred. Really appreciate it. Want to go quickly to Angie. Angie, you got 1 minute. What say you?
I'm just curious of what the numbers are for women registering for school and what the declination is, because women have no more rights here.
In terms of like,
I wouldn't go to school here. I wouldn't go to college here ever. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Women have no rights.
I appreciate calling. Certainly, the changes and the overturning of Roe v. Wade certainly has made a difference than having a Republican legislature. But as our last caller said, we've got Janet Protasiewicz coming on the court in August. That's going to hopefully make a difference. Great program, great calls, as Matt Flynn would say. He is back on Wednesday. We'll see you back right here tomorrow. Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you all of you for listening. Back tomorrow on Matt Flynn Direct.